Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two at 4:30, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with Cole of Manker Sear Realtors. David Farnborough will be joining us. Looking forward to talking with him. Right now, we have with us in studio our good friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Promise with us, Marketing and Communications Director. Promise, it is good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
How you been?
Good. Really good.
Yeah. Things rolling okay over there at the Chamber?
Yep. We just got done with our Downtown Grand Affair on Sunday. It was a really great event. We had a little over 190 cars that showed up for the car show. And then we did a head count around noon, and there's about 1,200 people there. So rough estimate, we're estimating about 2,000 people that stopped in at our vendor show on Sunday. So it was really great.
I was helping my daughter with some things. I was out of town for a little bit. And even out of town, I heard about it.
Oh, wow.
In another town, I heard really good things about the event. That's so good to hear. And we got some great events coming up. We got some community events coming up, Promise. And we want to remind everybody as well that there is Chamber Cash available. The Chamber Cash calendar is available.
Yes, so we did our first Chamber Cash calendar drawing at Downtown Grand Affair on Sunday. So what this is, it's a calendar raffle, and people who had purchased tickets are now in the drawing. So we started our drawings, and our next drawing is today. Today is sponsored by First State Bank, and it's for a $100 gift certificate to a Chamber gift certificate. So those gift certificates you can redeem at any of the member businesses in town here. But the calendar goes until the 27th. We do a drawing every day except for Saturdays and Sundays. So stay tuned on our Facebook page. We will be posting those winners. And for more information, you can always, give us a call or visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
If somebody misses the Facebook post, Promise, are you guys reaching out to winners and such to make sure that they find out?
Yes, we are giving them a phone call. So hopefully everybody put their phone number on their ticket stubs there. But yeah, we definitely give phone calals out. And then I think there's 30 days to claim them. Mm-hmm. So if you get your name drawn, get in the chamber and pick up your gift certificate.
Right on. Oh, it's a fun one. We look forward to this every year. Got some other upcoming networking events that we're looking forward to. Networking at night. I want to get into this one with you, Promise.
Yeah, so our next networking at night is next Monday, September 16th. The city of Nakusa is hosting that one over at their community building there in Nakusa. It's open to members and future members, so people can get together and network with other area businesses. There's going to be music, some games. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle. Those have been going really well for us this year. Everybody's been getting in on those. I think this will be our third 50-50 raffle this year, third or fourth, but most of the times it's a little over $600 somebody takes home with those 50-50s.
Nice.
And then we also have, raffle prizes, and, they'll have appetizers there. So that's on Monday, September 16th at the Nakusa Community Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Nicely done. There is something about having a raffle attached to your event. People just love raffles around here. It's so good to hear. And that's going to be a great one. Another great way to also communicate, to kind of get to know your community, get to know other business people in your community. It's a fun way of doing that. And I have to say that whether it is Coffee with the Chamber or some other events of yours that you guys host over there, I keep hearing from people how hard it is the older you get to meet new people and to make friends. Yep. So networking wise in the connections you can make are certainly great for your business, no matter what you do and no matter how big or small your business might be. Yep. But there is that part of it, that kind of, if you don't mind, I think added bonus to these events of, hey, you actually might make a new friend. Or just see somebody you haven't seen in a long time or something like that and be able to connect. Business is important, and you guys are so good at not only promoting our local businesses, but giving our local businesses opportunity to work together, which I really appreciate. But I got to say, that part of it is really cool too, that you might just get to hang out with some people and some other adults, which is always nice, especially a lot of parents out there don't mind that.
Networking with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, very well said. And Networking Exchange for Women Professionals. This is another great one you have coming up.
Yep. So this one is a smaller group. It's open to members. If you are not a member, there's a minimal fee for that one, I believe. It's free, and it's happening on September 25th at 8:30 a.m. and it goes until about 10 o'clock. So it's going to be at Prevail Bank this time. The network exchange for women professionals is growing, so we have to find space where we can fit more attendees.
That's a good problem.
Yeah. And this one you do have to register for, so go online at our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com to register. Registration closes on the 18th. And then Jenny Revels from Revels Consulting will be there. She'll be our host for the day. And her discussion topic is she'll be covering hustle to balance, finding you again, kind of going over, you know, what it's like to be a woman in the workforce right now, where you have to, you know, go home and, you know, take care of the house and the kids and the activities. And then also, you know, keeping your head on while you're at work and, you know, having all those multiple roles that you play. So kind of helping you facilitate like a little bit of a balance in your life. It's a really great discussion. I'm excited for it. And it's filling up pretty fast. So don't forget to register.
With an event like this, Promise, I understand that I don't understand. You know, yeah. I have a lot of empathy and a lot of understanding, and at the same time understand that I have no idea what it is like to do with some of the things you just talked about.
Yeah.
It is something that I was raised by a hippie feminist, and something that my mother made very adamant to me about that. And it was, I shouldn't say to me so much as to my sister, was the importance of women supporting women. And how important that would be going forward. We're talking early 90s that she was doing this. To think of where we are now with these kind of things, that this is not, you know, this is not new. A women professional group getting together and stuff. These kind of things are very common nowadays. That's a great thing we have done. That's a great thing as a society we have. But we could always use more of it. And we could use more of this. And not just for each other and what we are doing right now, but there are little eyes, there are little girls out there looking up to women, looking up to and seeing how as a community we work together and we handle these things. Right. And our society can only be benefited by women feeling more empowered and stronger together. Right. That's just logic. That's just science. That's not any PCism or anything like that. That just makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Logic will tell you that. Science will tell you that, if for anything else. So that's a great event to be able to have. And it sounded like not only is this event well attended, but you might be having more of the events like this going forward, hopefully. So that'd be great.
So the Network Exchange for Women Professionals group, that's a quarterly event. So it happens, you know, once every 3 months, and it's been slowly growing and it's kind of gaining momentum here. And we're finding too that, you know, people or women are coming to it not only for the discussion topics, but the camaraderie of other, you know, women professionals in the local area. You know, it's kind of, oh, I'm not alone here. You know, so-and-so from this company is going through the exact same thing. So you kind of get like a little support group, you know, just like, don't lose your marbles today.
Right,
fine.
We as men, we can empathize all we want, but we're never going to be able to do that, able to communicate like that and really truly be able to get what you guys get or something like that. That's so cool. That's a great idea. And just a shout out to Jenny as well. I've heard good things about Jenny and her consulting work that she does.
Yes.
So that's a nice get to have a part of this as well. Mm-hmm. If people want to register for this event, Promise, how can they do that?
They can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
Got some upcoming workforce programs and events right around the corner as well, Promise.
Yeah, so upcoming is our ACE Leadership Program. So this is sponsored by Visit Rome. Registration is still open for participants. This is great for developing leaders within your company and relationships within the community. Another great thing that happened this year with this program is that we got an accreditation for it. We worked with MSTC here in Wisconsin Rapids, and any participant that participates this year will receive one college credit towards a leadership course, which is really great. We have somebody from one of the companies that was, you know, thinking about taking that specific class at MSTC, and then she had the opportunity to do this program with us this year, and she's like, that's perfect. That works out really well, because then she'll get that college credit towards that degree that she's working for. So if you're interested in sending somebody in your company through this, it'd be great for, you know, like maybe a new supervisor or somebody that's new to your company that like relocated here to work for your business. It also helps them, you know, integrate with other businesses in the the area and form connections and network throughout the program. So the application deadline for that is September 20th, so it's really quickly approaching here. So the program starts in October and ends in May. And they'll meet like once a month and they'll go through a variety of topics and they'll explore, you know, community roles so they can, you know, further develop and enhance their leadership skills while they're participating in the program.
It's an amazing program. It's a fantastic way to not only help out our community, but to help out with the college credit added on to this and everything. So it highlights Mid-State. It gives attention to that as well. That is a event that we've talked quite a bit about, and we'll talk more about as well. But as with that September 20th deadline coming up, we want people to get it, learn about this, find out more, go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and businesses out there, get your employees signed up for this one. It's a great program.
Yes.
The Business Expo is coming up.
Yes, we're pretty excited about this one because it's we're bringing it back for the first time after 3 or 4 years now. Mm-hmm. So our sponsors for this one are U.S. Bank, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Samuels Group, McCain's, and Marshfield Clinic, the Wisconsin Rapid Center. So there's a lot of interest, you know, right off the bat for, you know, people to sponsor and support this. So the Business Expo is an event where businesses will get together and network among each other. And then we will open it up to the public so other businesses can come in and network with those businesses that are participating in those booths. It's really great for making connections. We do still have a few sponsorships available. So if you're interested in sponsoring or even holding or having a booth there.
Promise with this Business Expo, again, very similar to some of the other things we've been talking about, but almost in reverse in some ways, where it's businesses that are kind of in the community and able to meet you halfway, kind of be a bridge in between and everything. And this is a great opportunity for not only employees or, you know, employees out there to maybe find a new avenue or find some consistent work or something, but even sometimes learn more about, oh, I didn't know this business was in town. Right. So it's also a great chance for another opportunity for these businesses to get themselves out there.
Right. Yep. Yeah, and it's a great way for businesses to network with each other. So it's a little bit similar to networking at night, but over here at the Business Expo, you are able to display your products and your services and like any merchandise that you have available and really feature what you're capable of while you're doing that networking with other businesses in town.
Yeah.
This year we're going to do a little theme contest with it. So participants who are having a booth at the Business Expo, our theme is Oktoberfest. So if you decorate your booth with anything from like fall to pumpkins to spooky Halloween, we will be awarding one of the businesses with a, you know, best booth decorations award.
I want to do this just to do that. I'll be honest. I gotta be honest. Just between you and I, promise. Yeah. I want to do this just so I can go ahead and decorate my booth. I love Halloween. Anything Halloween related, I love it. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a nice way to an event that we look forward to all the time. Kind of a little bit of fun to it and everything. That's great.
Right. Yep. So this is on October 8th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. We do have some booths available. So if you're interested in registering for a booth, please check out our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
We'll get you that information again before we wrap up. We've got Promise in with us, Marketing Communications Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Promise, we've got a handful of other things that we wanted to make sure to mention before we let you guys go today.
Yeah. So we are getting ready to start filling our little spaces on our Small Business Showcase passport this year. So we renamed Small Business Saturday to Small Business Showcase. And this is essentially a event where we have a squares where all these businesses are listed on these squares. And if a customer or somebody who's shopping visits all these businesses and brings that paper back into us, we can enter them in for a raffle prize. It's a great opportunity to, you know, get out there and shop with, you know, your friends and your family. Small Business Showcase, the actual campaign starts the day after Black Friday. So it's like you still get those great deals with it while you're out there shopping for, you know, getting ready for Christmas and
Yeah. This is another fun one. I love the renaming. I love the rebranding. I love the renaming of it. It even makes it more exciting, I think. It's a really nicely choice of that. And this is another kind of bingo that you get to play with something like this, being able to do it. Another opportunity as well for you as a business out there to get seen by your community and for the community to maybe see some of these businesses that we don't even know of or get a chance to check out all the time. It's a really fun idea, and it's a fun one. We'll be talking about it quite a bit leading up to that, and it is crazy to think that Black Friday, that Thanksgiving is that close. I just realized that, how close that is. Wow, that is really right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
We also wanted to mention their September Member of the Month.
Oh, yes. September Member of the Month is Milkweed Market. So this is a home goods store where the products are handcrafted by people of all skill levels. It's got great decor for the home. And you stop in and check them out. They're located on Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
I mentioned my mom earlier, and my mom is a great gift giver, which is, you know, she's just a master at it and everything. I have tried to pick that up. I'm not that, promise. I'm not that at all. I need help when it comes to that. And that is where Milkweed Market saves my bacon every time. Every birthday, every Christmas, I go to Milkweed Market, I find something, I bring it to her. She loves it. I get points, and I need those points, promise. I really need those points. So it's a great avenue. It's great. Place to go, not only for local items and unique items. You're not going to find anything like this at any other department store or anything like that.
Yeah.
But with those items, part of the reason my mom loves those items, she likes knickknacks, she likes those unique things. But for her, she's got some that I bought her years ago, and she'll look at them, and every once in a while when she looks at them, she thinks about where they came from. And how the people that made them and everything, and how great the clients are over there at the ODC, and certainly what it means to put back in your community.
Right.
Yeah. It's a great win-win kind of situation where you're getting these great, unique, one-of-a-kind items while also knowing inside in your soul getting filled with, hey, I'm putting back into my community.
Yes.
It's a really great event, and it's a really good choice for the September Member of the Month. Be sure to check out Milkweed Market, everybody. Got a lot of great things in store for you over there. Promise, if you don't mind, I would like to just go back just for a second. Did you have anything else, you know, like community folder or anything else that you wanted to get into? Did you have any other topics that you wanted? I didn't want to ramble on something I wanted to get into if you had something you did.
Space real quick on the community folder. We're getting ready to fill those spaces, those advertising spaces. This folder is shared with all of our member businesses, and then it is also used as our relocation folder of sorts for people that are moving into the area. We stuff it with a whole bunch of good information for them, but on the outside of it, it has advertising, so there's limited spacing for that. So if you're interested in getting in on that folder for 2025, please reach out. We're getting ready to fill those spots.
Yeah, and that's another one of those things that I've heard from the community, how much they enjoy that. They like that. That's a great asset for not only businesses out there, but for even you guys, too. It's another avenue for you guys to promote and be able to really market our community and put ourselves out there. We got so many amazing things that, you know, I've traveled a lot this summer, especially up and down the state, and there's just no community like this. There's just no place like this. Am I biased? Yes, but it doesn't mean I'm wrong. There are things in this area that we have that others just do not. And one of the things that we've got that others might have something similar, but nobody's got a chamber like ours, and nobody promotes their area like you guys do. So greatly appreciate the work. Really encourage every business out there to reach out to your chamber. Be a chamber member. Mm-hmm. When you do that, yes, you have all the added benefits that whether it's Lacey or Promise here that we've talked about quite a bit over the years. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I don't feel like I get the chance to mention nearly enough is what it means to be a part of the chamber and to show when people see that you're a chamber member when they walk into your building or something like that. Oh, that's a team player. That's somebody who believes in this community. That's somebody who's supporting this community. It's not just the added benefits that the chamber gives to that business, but what that business can do in showing support to our chamber and to our community. It really is a win-win kind of just back and forth great situation.
I agree.
I got to admit, Promise, I threw you a curveball there with the community folder. Knocked it out the park. Nice job. Really nice show today. Really nice job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about what we talked about today, how can they reach you? How can they find out more and register for some of these events?
Well, they can definitely reach out to us by giving us a phone call at 715-423-423. 1830 or by visiting our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or they can always message us on Facebook as well.
And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things that they are doing. And you could always share those things on your page. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. Promise, yeah. Great hanging out with you today. Thanks for the time.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.